Welcome to episode 18 of Man Sanity. I'm here with Cody.
Oh, how are you doing tonight, fellas?
L-Dog's back.
L-Dog.
Hey, L-Dog. I'm back. I was in the movie one and the game one, but.
There you go. And Chase. Chase is here.
Chase is back.
Beard is back.
So I hear you're quite the ladies' man, Logan.
Yep,
I am. L-Dog, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't call me by my official name. You have to call me L-Dog.
Gotcha. So tell us the story you're telling us about the beard thing.
Okay, this is death by beard, basically. A guy in like the 1400s, he always had to wrap up his beard or whatever because it was so long, and he never shaved it for some reason. And
great before shave, man.
But he was like, okay, once in his town there was like a fire. That happened, and he was trying to evacuate his house, but he forgot to beard or whatever, tie up his beard or whatever, and he tripped on the beard, and it snapped his neck, and he died.
That sounds very painful.
I thought this was going to be a funny story.
A funny story. It's called Death by Beard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah, that was terrible.
Can you prove this?
There's research on it, I guess.
Is it on Pinterest?
No.
It's not on the interwebs, is it? Because I can't put nothing on the interwebs that isn't true.
It's on YouTube.
Cody, you mimic Michael Berry too often.
Here's the thing. Michael Berry's that's my guy.
Yeah, I know. I know. I started listening to him, and now when I hear you talk, it's like I'm listening to him again. I'm just kidding.
I don't plagiarize, man. I might steal a couple phrases here and there. But Logan, that sounds like a very painful, and I'm assuming he burned to death afterward. He broke his neck.
He probably got his neck, then he died, and then burnt to death.
Yeah.
See, I feel like he would just trip rather than just breaking his neck. You know?
It pulled so hard that it just broke his neck, I guess.
What was he, like, running, like, fast?
He was running fast.
From the fire.
Okay. It's a fire. He had to get out of there, so he ran really fast.
That makes sense.
Maybe he, like, kind of flipped and broke his neck from falling.
Maybe on the fall, you know, the way he hit it. But either way, it's a shitty way to go out of this world, and it was very painful from the fact that he stepped on his beard.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And I know how mine feels whenever it gets caught in like a zipper or pulled just a little
bit. What's your beard doing in a zipper?
Yeah,
you said it.
Whoa.
That was awesome.
Wait a second.
I'm glad we got this recorded.
Wait. Okay, I'm gonna call all of y'all John Ross right now because y'all are, you know, taking this to a total different extreme. I'm
not John.
You said you caught your beard in a zipper.
I'm talking about in my jacket, okay?
Okay.
This isn't
how
like,
cold of a day is this?
Well, this is, I'm cold natured. You all know this. I've got a jacket on today. It is what, August 18th, 19th?
19th.
August 19th. I've got a jacket on. So that's how that happened, okay? Only short, you know, little girly beards get caught in, you know, zippers.
So you guys weren't thinking jacket?
No, they were thinking blue jeans, Logan.
Oh, okay. That makes, now I see how funny that was. I was thinking, oh, okay, jacket. Why is that so funny?
Yeah, it's my jacket. But see, that's not where they went. They went totally the opposite way.
Okay, I don't even get why you guys would even think of that.
Exactly. I'm right there with
Chase.
You, L-Dog. Give me some.
You're a perv, man. Why would you say that?
That's my fault?
That's absolutely
that was hilarious. I couldn't let that slide.
No, absolutely you could.
Well, I have a beard, and I've worn jackets, and I've never run into that issue. So that my first thought came to, what's your beard doing down in the zipper?
Well, look here, brother. It happened, and it sucked.
I believe it. Man,
hey, Hulk Hogan apparently had his beard stuck in a zipper. I heard about that. You said brother, and that kind of reminded
brother,
me.
Brother, oh, how are you doing, brother? That's like his trademark phrase.
Yeah, no, we know. Yeah. When someone says Hulk Hogan, everybody has to go like, oh, yeah, brother. Yeah. Everybody has to do it.
Oh, man. Oh.
Hey, I'm laughing, too. Even though I don't understand it, I'm laughing, too.
You don't know
Hulk Hogan? You just kind of mock us.
The Hulkster?
Is he the wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know who he is.
Used to rip his shirt off? And
yeah.
Yeah, I've heard him. He's on the Gremlins movie, so that's the only reason why.
What was that TV show?
Oh, yeah, dude, Gremlins is awesome.
Yeah, he's on Gremlins 2. Yeah, he's on Gremlins 2, yep.
Okay.
What was that TV show he did? Days of Thunder or something like that? Where they had the boat?
Days of Thunder, wasn't that like a NASCAR movie?
No, Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise. That's what it was.
I remember that where he was like a nanny or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That badass.
That was a
boat.
Pretty good movie. Yeah. Well, when I was Logan age.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I remember that.
Yeah, he used to come on late at night. Yeah, it was. It only lasted like a season and a half, maybe two. But it was. if you like the Hulk, I guarantee. Talk to Uncle Richie. He'll tell you all about it. Trust me.
Not the Hulk. It's Hulk Hogan. Yeah. The Hulk's the green dude.
Yeah.
Hulk's the green dude.
That's Lou, man. That's Big Lou.
Have you seen the pictures of the old Avengers show and how stupid their costumes looked?
Well, it was old, man. That's all we had back then.
I know, but it's stupid looking.
Like, how old are we talking? Like, how far back? Because I imagine they've changed over the years. Like the first Hulk?
The first Hulk? The first, like, Avengers.
Well, thing. You don't.
Iron Man looked so stupid. It, like, just like a cardboard thing.
Where is
it? I don't know. It looked horrible.
Yeah, how can you be Iron Man with cardboard on?
Yeah, I know.
You gotta be Iron Man.
And then Hulk, he was just painted green. It was just a regular sized dude painted green.
Yes,
with
it was.
With a weird wig on.
Yeah, that's how Lou Ferrigno was, too, though. Just a guy. He was a big dude, but he had the.
Oh, that's probably
body.
who he's talking about.
Just a guy. He's like this massive man, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
what he's
talking about.
He is a big dude, too. Mm-hmm. I seen him, I think it was at the Arnold when the first time I ever went out of town, the Arnold Classic, for work or whatever. And I seen him, and, boy, he was kind of. No offense, Lou, but you was kind of an asshole to everybody that
day. Yeah, I heard he was a prick, man. I heard he was a prick.
Oh, he was. I mean, I walked right by, and I was, like, trying to take a picture of him. But before I could even get close to even think about taking a picture.
He was swiping your credit card.
No, yeah, he was just like, $5! $5 if you want to take a picture of me! And, like, yelling at people. Yelling at him. I mean, just regular dudes, like, getting mad.
He obviously hasn't heard of the iPhone, because $5
ain't. Oh, that's what I did. I walked by. I just walked by, held it up, and... It was blurry and didn't count, but...
Kind of like I did to the post office guy today whenever I thought he would be Ben's twin in
Ben
40 years.
In 40 years, yeah. You know the guy that
I know, exactly. Steve.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Steve.
Hey, he's an online gamer.
Trust me, I've heard everything. I used to have a game store, so he would tell me every story that I did not care about.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just trying to get stamps and hurry this process up because y'all suck.
What?
There's 20 of y'all, you know, 20 people in line. There's one guy working here. Like, what are y'all doing? And you're talking to me about video games.
Oh, that guy?
You know the guy.
He kind of does look like Ben.
Yes.
But it's like an older version of him.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
it's the Jufro.
It's the curly hair. And the talking a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Except he doesn't, you know.
I don't know. Go on and elaborate.
No.
No? Okay. We can cut it off.
Stop it there.
So what's
stop
the
it there? No
so,
good segue.
So we really didn't ever have a topic at the beginning, but what were we?
We're supposed to plan for these things, I know, but I'm not very good at it. I did steal an iPad from my brother.
Well, you told me something about drugs.
You told me drugs.
No. You had a damn thing on sticky paper that said all these drugs.
Oh, those books I'm planning on reading. I ain't read them yet.
Oh, I thought that was like a topic.
No, I didn't buy one. It'll be here tomorrow, though. Yeah.
Well, that really doesn't help us on this podcast.
Technically, I can go on my Amazon and read it right now, because when you buy a book off Amazon, they'll give you the e-book for free. Or this one did. Prime.
Are you reading it right now?
No, I'm looking at this. This is a medicalmarijuana.procon.org. I don't know exactly.
So, Logan, let's ask you, man. So, let's get an 11-year-old's point of view.
This is such an awkward conversation.
But they give honest opinions.
I want to have it. Yeah, let's do it.
So, do you think, you know, being in a free society, that you should be able to smoke weed if you want to?
I don't know. It's kind of bad. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Why do you say it's bad?
It's drug.
Who told you that? Other than your mother and your father, who has put that in your mind that it's bad?
I don't know.
I think it's just society.
Just society in general?
Just in general, yeah.
Well, I mean, school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you, like, let's say you don't. You're not going to do drugs, right?
Yeah.
But do you care if, like, somebody else does them? Is that really... Do you think that the government should say, no, you can't do those? Or do you think that it should be up to the person?
It's up to the person.
Okay.
If they want to do it, then they can. If they don't want to, then they don't have to.
Dude.
So long as they're not hurting anybody else,
right,
brother?
Yeah, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, then that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's the way it should be.
Exactly right.
And, but if they're on the streets naked and running around, then that's kind of bad.
Exactly. And that's where it becomes the issue, yeah. You know, and that's where the fine line has to be crossed. And, you know,
I'm okay with anything, but they start getting nude. Nah.
Well, see, yeah, I've done that. And
when your beard becomes part of their zipper, I'm out.
You went naked on the streets. Did you just say that?
Yes.
Said, I've done.
Yes, I did that in the Bahamas.
I believe this, actually.
I did that where you went on vacation.
Yeah.
And you just got back.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Did you really? Okay,
yes.
That's weird.
Oh, my God.
I went to go put on my Speedo, and Speedo didn't make it. Yeah.
Did you, like, fly away in the wind?
No. I was just that drunk. I literally thought I had put my Speedo on. But I didn't put my Speedo on, and then when I realized it, I didn't care.
I got a question, though. Is it that same Speedo that's in
every
photo?
Same legendary one.
That red one.
So what started the whole Speedo thing?
I seen it. It was on sale. And I was like, I'll tell you what. When I bought it, it was 2009.
I thought you were about to say $2,000. I was like, man.
No, it was 2009. It was my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was spring break, and we was down in Orange Beach, Alabama. And we had a condo, me and three of my buddies, and we went to one of those, you know, tourist shops or whatever, and I seen it. It was not Speedo brand or nothing like that, but that's exactly what it is. But it was like $4.99 or something like that, just hanging up. They had, like, every color, and I was like, that bright red one has got to be the one. That way, I mean, red is just like automatically eyes are looking at you.
Then if you're like pasty white, that's even better.
Oh. Well, I kind of get like an arm tan.
The picture I saw online was not arm tan. That was
the flash from the camera.
That was bad.
We're from the beach. We tan very well. He just hadn't been in the sun yet.
I bought it at the beginning of the trip.
So it was like you got drunk early in the year, like.
Well, that
February,
and then the senior trip was the end of that year. You know, spring break was right around.
May, probably.
Well, senior trip was in June.
Oh, okay.
We went in June, and we graduated at the very end of May, and I think it was the first week of June we went, because I couldn't go to the Billy Bowlegs Festival that year, which is awesome. We should totally go.
I went. It's no more fun. Coast Guard and all that's got
Billy
that on lockdown.
Wait.
We'll get on that later. It's
Billy what is the
Billy Bowlegs?
It's Mardi Gras.
So we got the zipper guy, then we got Billy Bowlegs. What is going on,
Billy
man?
Bowlegs, a pirate.
Yeah, he was a pirate.
Okay.
And it's basically
now, right?
Mardi Gras on the water.
It should be like Billy Patch Eye or something like that would be better.
No.
Be more self-explanatory.
Billy Bowlegs.
You have to go attend the festival back before the Coast Guard got a hold of it and they started shutting all the fun down, and you would know why it was called the Bowleg.
Hooter meter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would learn real quick.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I was there whenever he was on a senior trip.
I've been fun. Now. It was just
one
time.
He's been. Yeah,
were you like the old dude just hanging around?
No. There's a lot. Like
fun for all
70-year-olds. Yeah. With Hooter meters and Jello shots.
I mean, I'm getting you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of having the beads, you got the Hooter meter.
No. You got beads, too.
You got beads, too.
Oh, the beads.
The heater meter, the Hooter meter looks like a you ever seen a drill bit gauge?
Yeah.
Like where you gauge the size of a drill bit.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like it's like a white board or whatever with little holes drilled all
different
through it.
Different sizes.
Let's just stop talking about this. It's getting really weird.
Okay.
We can do that.
That's a good idea.
Listen, man, it's just life.
It's just
the Hooter meter.
Just a board, man.
Back to the topic.
What was the topic?
Well, here's
the
thing.
That's just the thing.
L-Dog, okay. We circle back around. It's look, you do that to keep people entertained. They're thinking, oh, we're talking about drugs.
This is why you don't get on the drugs, because then you end up talking about Hooter meters. And
yeah,
Billy Bowlegs.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs at Billy Bowlegs, I'll tell you that.
Well, Billy Bowlegs, basically what Billy Bowlegs is, it's Crab Island. And basically in the channel in Destin and Fort Walton Beach, that the channel.
Okay,
so
I was picturing, for some reason, I don't know why, because you said Florida, but I was picturing Mississippi for some reason, I guess.
No. It's Destin and Fort Walton Beach. And right in the channel there's Crab Island. And Crab Island is about 3 foot underwater, the whole thing. So it's basically just like a giant sandbar.
Oh, okay.
That people call Crab Island.
It's not an island, basically.
No, it's a sandbar.
Yeah.
It's just shallow water.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's right in the middle of the channel, so, like, the channel goes around it on both sides.
Yeah.
So everybody has – there's a festival there on the first week of June every year, and everybody just parks their boat on the, you know, underwater island or whatever, and you could just walk around in the middle of the channel, and there's just boats. So, like, boats are – like, think of, like, a parking lot just in lines, you know, tied up. And then there's just parties, just a giant party in the water, just music at every different little location. They bring a big pirate shit out. pirate ship out there.
There goes the show. We're done.
Yeah.
I apologize. It was an accident.
Did y'all not listen to episode one?
If you want profanity, to go back to episode one, listen to Ben.
God.
Welcome to Mansanity.
Your audio wasn't very good, too.
No, it was horrible because we didn't have you in here.
And right. Now I have those mics, and they're actually not that bad.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with episode one through like six. We thought those mics were working. We were speaking into them. But really, it was just the computer that was picking up our voice.
Yeah, the mics were off.
They weren't even on.
They were off.
Yeah.
Well, they were mute. We were like, mute. The red light's on. We're good. No, the red light meant mute.
If it's flashing, that means it's mute.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
If the red light is just staying there, that means it's not mute.
Yeah.
We had it backwards.
We had it backwards.
Yeah.
So if you have a Blue Yeti mic, you might want to read the instructions before you.
No, I figured it out myself. One time I was recording, and I played through it, like, a video, and it was muted the whole time, and then I had to redo the whole thing, so I got pretty mad.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If
you're going to go to the Billy Bowleg Festival and you're listening to this, the city of Destin and Fort Walton and all that make more money off of BUIs, that is boating under the influence, on that week than they make off of DUIs probably all year.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the law on the BUI or whatever?
It's the same as driving a damn car.
Same thing?
Yes, sir. Do not drive your boat if you've been drinking. It's a bad deal all the way around.
Is there anything with Hooters? Is there a law for that?
They already let you see the Hooters, and then you got drunk.
Yeah, no, they kind of let you get away with the Hooter meter. And that's pretty cool.
Here's the thing. The last year I went, the year he's talking about, was the first year the Coast Guard got a hold of it, and that was also the last year I went. I think I might have said that before. But anyway, they did the Hooter meter. They didn't shut that down. You know, there was a bunch of that going on, throwing the
beads.
Why
would you shut down the Hooter meter?
Well, because now the Coast Guard's...
I couldn't even say it.
Now the Coast Guard's involved, and, you know, you got kids there. And whenever this festival first started, it was pretty much unknown, you know, so nobody really worried about it. Well, now it's gotten so big that people bring that. Oh, it's a family event.
No, yeah, I've been
not.
Going since I was, like, Logan's age.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's not my mom and stepdad had been bringing
But it's not a family event. This is a party. Okay, you don't want to, and it's a big college party and all that stuff. Well, last year I went, there was a big yacht that pulled up, and a wet T-shirt contest was supposed to be at, like, noon. And they started the wet T-shirt contest, and it wasn't, I'd say, 20 seconds into the wet T-shirt contest. The T-shirts came off, and so did everything else. And Coast Guard boarded their boat, shut it down. And
what a bunch of punks.
Yeah, you know, everybody was just waiting for this. I mean, this yacht's parked there all day with these big banners draped over the side, you know, wet T-shirt contest and all this. Shut it down, and there was just a line of boats on the way in of people getting BUIs, you know, on the way in. And after that, everybody was just like, you know, it's gotten so big and out of control that everybody knows about it. It's not even worth coming no more because you're going to get in trouble or they're shutting.
Yeah, they sit there in the channel and just sit there and circle you while you're in this island.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit there and circle, and they got guys.
Supervising, you know?
Yeah, they got guys.
As long as you have a DD, though, you're good. Like, long as you're just out there having a good time and
like
not.
Like a double D or what?
Well, not only that, they got guys.
That's good, too. That's good.
That's good if you go to the Hooter meter, you might win.
Okay, so double D is bad. No, wait, double D is always good.
Always.
Double D's always good.
Is like a win.
Always good. Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
I've seen some bad ones, but you know, sometimes when they're in the brawl, they're deceiving. You know,
true.
They spend money on them. Dude, I've seen some. Yeah. Them bombshells, those are deceiving.
Yeah.
What is it called?
There's Victoria's Secret's got a brawl. It's been out for a while now, and they're awesome.
But how does it do that? Like, I don't understand what it does.
It's
like,
straight up grabs.
I do not know.
It straight up grabs from the bottom. And the way it's shaped, it pushes up and out.
I mean, I kind of get that, but
hey.
It's like you got the cup. Sorry, Logan. You got the cup, and then you got, like, an angle pad in here to where, like, when you put
see,
it
see, we need to get a female in to explain this at some point. Like, really explain it, because we're just probably
My ex-wife could explain it, but you're not getting her in here. We're not going to go down that road.
What did you think about that, Logan?
I'm just getting really tired of talking this. You guys, it's getting really awkward for me.
Okay, got a question.
Okay.
So, episode something, we talked about ayahuasca.
Yes.
So, Logan, what we decided to do, so this explain what ayahuasca does, Chase. And kind of what it is, you know, the spirit It enhances the spirit molecule, DMT.
Before you do that, explain DMT and then explain ayahuasca and explain the differences.
Logan will understand it.
No, I got no doubt. Okay, so basically what DMT is is pretty much a molecule or whatever. It's dimethyltryptophan or tryptamine.
Tryptamine, yes, sir.
Yeah, tryptamine. So basically DMT is in everything. It's in everything living organisms. It's in grass. It's in trees, flowers, and it's in you. Now, when a person dies, his DMT releases all throughout his body. Like your body releases DMT everywhere.
And it goes away from your body, right?
Yeah, it releases out of your body. Like
it's the pineal gland.
Yeah, it's the very center of your brain. The pineal gland releases DMT. Now, basically, what DMT is it's you can get it. I guess what DMT being the molecule, but it's like ayahuasca contains DMT.
So it's like a powder.
Well, it's like a drink. I think the actual ayahuaska is like a cup
but
of tea
ayahuasca
or something.
But ayahuasca is a plant, right?
Yeah, well, ayahuasca is a two-part plant, though.
Two-part plant.
Because it has DMT and something else to activate.
Well, it's one plant that contains the DMT and then one plant that contains the activator. It's like one plant has a really high content of DMT and the other one activates.
That. I thought it was one thing.
Basically, what it is the one plant is the mimosa is what they use, and that's what contains the DMT. You can get about 13%. DMT from that bark, and the other plant they use, I forget the name of it, but basically what that is it's the MAOI, which allows you to take it and not be digested
by
your stomach.
So without that, the DMT, unless you take extremely large amounts, does not work, right?
Actually, no, incorrect.
I think I heard about...
You release more DMT. Yeah, you release...
Well, because you get it in everything you eat that's living, right?
But not only that, you release every night when you go to sleep and you dream, you release grams of this shit.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
You can smoke. That's where your dreams come from, is the releasing of your DMT. It's opening up that third eye that every one of us have in our brain. It's opening it up, and that's where your dreams come from.
And that's where I find it, like, extremely fascinating, because I've had, like, these crazy dreams that I know they just feel real, like about my grandma or like people that have been dead for a long time, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. I have weird dreams.
You do. This is released in your brain every night, okay? So basically what the ayahuasca enhances is instead of this being digested when you're doing this tea,
right.
It's a MAOI, which basically what that allows is for it not to be digested. It goes directly into your bloodstream.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So
it's like what we have on all the bottles.
Exactly.
Yeah, MAOI.
You don't exactly, because if you take it with the MAOI, it's all those products are going to go straight to your bloodstream, and probably you're going to freak out. So don't don't do it. But that's what it is, and it's the two plants, which is fascinates me. And I'll let Chase get back to because he knows a lot more.
No, I don't.
You know a lot more about it than me. But the thing that fascinates me is out of the hundreds of thousands of plants in the Amazon.
Yes.
These people are freaking starving. They are hunter-gatherers. They've been doing this for thousands of years. Their explanation is the plants told them, which I can completely agree. I've done Loganite, psilocybin, I've done mushrooms. I've talked to trees. Okay?
What do they say?
If y'all could see his face right now, he is cracking me up.
I wish we had a camera. But
what did the trees say?
Whatever you want them to say. You just let it take you where it's going to take
you. Well, that's a good question, though.
That's the thing. Out of all that, they're starving. They find the two plants in the whole damn forest that produce the most DMT and is an MAOI, and they've been doing this for a thousand years for a reason. They're not starving to death. They're doing this shit for a reason.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but...
No, go ahead.
The thing about it, too, is that not only... You can't just bite it. And, like, I'm going to take a bite out of this plant and a bite out of this plant and chew it up and swallow it. And we're going to have a good time. No, it's they got to, like, they sit there and cook
serum.
This stuff.
It has to be mashed and cut.
Mashed and they
like
beat it. They lay one rock on the ground and then they lay the plants on there and then they beat it with other rocks. It almost
so it's similar to, like, eating weed. You have to do a certain thing to
make it.
In
a way, as an edible, right, exactly.
Right.
You would have to extract. You have to put it
something fat-soluble, which would be an oil. So you have to extract it into an oil. So pretty much, basically the same thing. There's a way to do it, and they figured this shit out.
You have to cook it, and you have to cook
it
perfectly.
But is it all... Okay, so when you have these two plants, is it all about drinking the tea? Or can you smoke it, or can you...
Well, from what I've heard is actual ayahuasca is the tea.
Yeah, ayahuasca is the tea. You drink ayahuasca,
and there's other ways to do. Yeah, you can.
Well, right. Yeah, I knew the DMT part. But what I'm saying is, so you're saying there's ayahuasca, then another plant that have to combine to make.
No, ayahuasca is the tea.
Yeah,
the name of the plant is two different things.
Yeah,
the plant names are different.
Oh, okay.
It's mimosa.
So the two together are named ayahuasca. Right. Okay, correct. Gotcha. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's like peyote.
Okay, yeah.
Peyote is DMT. Yeah. You're doing DMT when you're smoking peyote.
Wait, oh, that makes sense.
I kind of kind of zoned off, but have you explained what ayahuasca does?
Ayahuasca, basically what it does is, like I was explaining, the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to be honest with you, Logan, this has been some stuff I've been researching
lately. Now, what are you saying? Are you talking about the pituitary gland?
The pineal gland. It's in
the pineal gland.
Is, I believe that's what it's called. It's the third eye that we have in the dead center of our brain, and every one of us have it. And like I was saying, every one of us releases at night when we're going to sleep, mm-hmm. okay? Yeah. That releases that what causes us to dream. So basically, you know, what really got me to thinking was, you know, life and death. And, you know, they talk about in the Bible, which I don't agree with everything in the Bible, but they do have some parts in there where it talks about heaven is found from within you. And it made me start thinking when they were talking about this DMT, and if you're not in a good place, like if you've lived a bad life and you're just like not spiritually clean,
if you're Jeffrey Dahmer and you smoke DMT,
you're about to go insane because you're about to open up a world. It takes you to another dimension, basically.
So pretty much, Logan. So in a like a real simple way. So whenever you take this DMT or the ayahuasca or whatever you take, pretty much when you take it, most people that take this, they go off in almost like a wonderland, but they all seem to go to kind of the same place. They see, like, alien creatures.
Yeah, I've heard of you talk about this.
They see alien creatures. Yeah. They see their dead relatives. They see basically from what I've understood is, and the way it's got me thinking is, because your brain releases this when we die. You know, we understand that.
Yeah.
So if you're a bad person and you lived a bad life and you die, your brain releases all that DMT. You go to hell.
In a bad, see, that would make more sense than, like, a, you know, deep in the ground hell, which is so kind of really far-fetched now because we know that's not.
Well, you hear about the people that are dead and they resuscitate, and like some of them come back talking about, oh, I was going through a tunnel of fire and it was in hell, and then some of them come back. You've seen all the movies made, Heaven is for Real and all that stuff, where the kid was like, Heaven is for real. He was a good kid. He was an innocent child.
Yeah,
he died, the DMT released. He saw what was out there.
So
who's to say that's not true?
But that's the question. Is DMT, so if that's the case, and the DMT left his body, and he's still with the DMT, I guess. So is the DMT maybe the soul?
Exactly. It is your soul. That is what it is. And
that's what I think.
There's no like real proof of that, but that's kind of like, it's got to be something, right?
There is proof of that. It is the spirit molecule. That is what leaves your body when you die. That is what your body exerts.
Well, I see what I'm saying, though. We can't prove when we die that happens because there's stories, like, they could all be bullshit. You know what I mean?
We've started touching on that with the Higgs boson particle collider. That's where that God particle comes in.
Are you talking about the Caldron collider or whatever?
The Higgs boson.
Yes, sir. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Where it just collides and it's like kind of recreates the Big Bang Theory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the God particle, and that's where that comes from. That's kind of how, to be honest with you, they've known about this shit. Our federal government has had DMT illegal since 1960, the most dangerous drug in the world. Why?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Okay. They had bucket loads of this shit. How do you think they built the pyramids?
So, Logan, if you were to try that, Chase, Cody, myself, we're going to go to California. Is it California?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to the West Coast.
We're going to go to the West Coast, and we're actually going to do this one time to try it so we can see what it does.
Are you with the expert?
Yes. You will be a certified hippie. At a place.
No, not you.
It's a ceremony is actually what it is. That's what they call it, but that's...
You guys are all going to get traumatized.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Well, they say some say you might go crazy, some say you might go...
You guys are all going to go crazy. You're going to think about life.
Well, here's the thing, Logan. That's the thing. That's why I want to do it.
Sometimes, like, reptile aliens, like...
Yeah.
You know.
That's why I want to do it.
That one song.
Sturgill. Give it to me. There we go. Sturgill Simpson. Everybody check it out.
Oh, yeah. You have his shirt, whatever.
Yeah, that is legit.
But, I mean, look, Logan, I mean, I'm a smart guy. If there's something that, you know, we only use 10% of our brains,
I'm
correct?
A certified genius, bitch. So
I am a certified genius. Right. But, no, listen.
We only
use 10% of our brains. So if there was something that can... And we'll tie this back into drugs. If there's something that I can take that can make me use more of my brain to make me better to my ability,
if you guys take that and get superpowers, I'm going to be so jealous.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think it depends on like you said, if it can make you use more of your brain. But sometimes when you take a certain drugs, it does make you use more of your brain, but it also hurts other parts of your body. And that's where
it absolutely does. And I heard a great conversation when I was going to tie that back into was with steroids. And it was a point that was made to me that I've never heard made before. And I liked it a lot. You know, back in, let's say, 200 years ago, we didn't get a vaccination, whether you agree with the vaccination or not. Let's just take that as a little example. It's medical science, correct? So we didn't take that, so we died of polio. Mm-hmm. We'll just use that for example. So why should we not take steroids to rebuild our body faster or make me stronger or do that? It's science, you know. It's what's the difference in, basically, you're using science to improve yourself, make yourself the best person you can possibly be.
Well, I think you do have a good point, but the problem is,
well, that's not my point. That's just what I was heard. I just wanted to toss it out there. That was the one I heard the other day.
I think steroids are just, and I think most drugs are put in a bad light because of really abuse, not the drug itself. It's really more the person that takes it and abuses it. Just like, you know, like if you drink a beer, nothing wrong with that. But if you drink 20 beers, you're going to have bad side effects. It's not good for you.
Exactly.
You know? So I think it's more of the person. Like if you take an Adderall once a day, probably not going to kill you. It probably enhances your brain. But if you start abusing it, well, then your heart comes into play and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be the same with any drug, really.
Exactly. Right. Which brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
Since, what was that stat we was looking up earlier? It was up to 2005. It was like 79 to 2005. And it used marijuana, and it took just 17 common FDA-approved drugs.
It used.
Acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. You know,
not
shit like that.
Close, man.
Yeah, you had one death or 279 deaths.
Well, for marijuana, all right. This is a summary of deaths by drug classification, and drug classification A, marijuana.
And I would bet you most of those deaths are probably driving or something like
yes,
that.
Yes.
Primary suspect of death, zero.
Yeah.
Zero deaths.
Zero.
Secondary suspect of death. That means marijuana didn't kill him, but may have had something to do with killing him.
Which means
driving no telling.
Or in a drug deal and got shot in it anything.
I would put that under a gun. I don't know. But that'd be 279. 279
that's
since
literally nothing.
Since January 1st of 1997 to June 30th of 2005.
What do you say, 77?
279.
Okay. That's not much.
You're more likely to.
So this is the plant that
really
we're talking about that grows
die.
Out of the ground, Logan.
Yep, it's a plant.
It's a plant.
Right. All right.
So
now,
it's the reason why it's like they're saying it's bad because people abuse it. Like they smoke it.
People abuse it and they smoke it, but it's called zero deaths.
Yeah, it costs like
acetaminophen, Tylenol. Have you ever taken Tylenol?
Yes.
Yeah. Chase, what's the first one on the list? How many deaths does it cost? I think it was right under that.
But I will say this, like I was talking about, it's from abuse.
Yes, it is from abuse.
It's from abuse.
But you can abuse marijuana and not die. So, and that's the thing too, Logan, is marijuana it grows. Like, so it just grows.
It can
grows,
be used as medicine
know?
Too.
Oh, it's a great medicine.
They don't have Tylenol
on
there.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, I was like, you said Tylenol, and I don't.
I thought they had it.
No, they don't have that. No, yeah, that's, yeah, instead of, no, okay, look, here, I got the chart. Why don't you let me read it?
What does marijuana heal?
Well, I can give you FDA stats off the top of my head if you want
to. No, I know you can't. Well, okay.
Give them Ritalin
and Viagra and all that. That one's pretty high.
Okay, well, these are all high in comparison to marijuana, I'll be honest. Okay, look, right here, total deaths from 17 FDA-approved drugs. Now, this is combined.
Name
these 17.
Name the top 10.
I'll give you the top 10. Copazine.
What the heck?
Well, that's not necessarily the top. They're just lists 1 through 7.
List 10.
Okay, copazine, also known as phenothiazine, I don't know. Primary suspect
of
death.
What do we know? What do we know?
All right. Xanaflex.
Maybe like a Xanax or something, probably.
Go back up. No, that's not Xanax. Go back up.
What does marijuana heal, though?
Well, I think one of the best things it might be for is for, instead of taking Xanax, it would be good for, like, I think panic disorder and anxiety would be really good. Things like that. So what, is there anything we know? Or
this list
like
and
all,
that list.
Yeah.
This list and that list.
That's all it is?
This list. In that list.
Here's the thing. You never acknowledge. You never confirm.
I was shaking my head, and he was like, he just kept saying it. All right, no. So, all right. So, Zofran. It's basically saying anti-emetics, and basically
like Zoloft,
used. Yeah. Well, these are used to treat for vomiting, just vomiting things. Okay. FDA approved drugs used to treat vomiting. 196 deaths, primary suspect of death. 429 secondary suspect. Anti-spasmodics, used to treat muscle spasms.
Mm-hmm.
Xanaflex and bicoflin and all that stuff, 118 deaths, 56 contributed deaths. Antipsychotics, 1,593 deaths.
Like your bipolar drugs, lithium, right. Stuff like that.
Lithium, Halidol, Ritalin, and stuff like that, 8,101 deaths.
And I think the primary cause of that is because of children being prescribed. Exactly.
Well, and they say, and this includes, Adderall, Viagra, as well, in that 8,000. It's other popular drugs used to treat conditions.
And see, this is a good point. And this is why I get so mad, because we're in the natural food supplement business. Yes. So it really honestly just pisses me off when somebody goes, oh, well, I'm not going to take your product because it's not regular. It's not approved by the FDA. So I throw out the stats, let me give you some stats about approved drugs that are, approved exactly. by your FDA that's so great that protects you. Then you throw out the stats, 60,000 times more likely to die from an FDA-approved safe drug.
Exactly.
To give them this, a lot of that stuff is going to be abused drugs.
Well, see, I take it a step
further. Yes, you're correct.
I take it a step further because I don't even look at the drugs. Whenever they start talking to me about your supplements not approved by the FDA, I look at how many of the foods that you eat that are approved by the FDA that you buy at the grocery store that the same people are telling you is giving you cancer and it's killing you.
And they're not natural. Look at the inactive ingredients.
Exactly.
Not natural.
Exactly.
No. You can't tell me not to take an herb, which is a food, and it's same as marijuana. How can you tell me not to use marijuana or any other plant that's grown? You know what I'm saying?
Well, to be honest with you, I take that a step. I heard it too, but to be honest with you, I take it a step further. I don't feel that any man or woman has the right to tell any other man or any other woman what they can do. If you want to go to your house and bang heroin all night, get after it, dude. You're not hurting me. You're not hurting anybody
else.
You're
just going to hurt yourself.
Now, when you get out on the street and you're driving around and you're doing that, then that's where it becomes a problem for me. That's whenever you're starting to hurt somebody.
Right.
You're putting other people at risk. But as far as anybody tells, you can't go home and do that, who are you to tell me what I can do?
Exactly.
That's...
How do you feel about that, Logan?
I wasn't paying attention, sorry.
Well, so even though you feel something is bad, should you tell somebody else, like say if somebody else is doing a drug that hurts them, I mean, should the government be able to tell them not to do that? I mean, if you're put here and you're a free person, what's more free than be able to put in your body what you want or be able to wear what you want or... You know what I'm saying?
Or say what you want.
Or say what you want.
You should be able to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. As long as it's not, murdering someone or something.
Exactly. You're not hurting anybody else. So let's make this. I hate methamphetamine. I've never tried it. I think it's one of the worst possible things.
Well, do you know what methamphetamine is, Logan? So like crystal meth. So
what
they do, you take it and it speeds up your heart rate and makes you feel like really good and stuff like that. But in reality, you get addicted to it and it's just a bad spiral of just not a good drug.
It's not a good drug at all. Do I agree with it? Have I ever tried it, ever done it? No, not at all. Don't agree with it. I think it's one of the worst drugs in the world.
It is the worst.
If somebody wants to sit at their house and smoke meth, have at it. Like I said. Where it becomes a problem with me is if you break into somebody's house and you get shot, so be it. That's the life you chose. If where the downside of this is and the flip side of the coin is, and I can feel your eyes coming from the other side of the room, is where the crime comes involved. And I understand that side of the argument where if you let the hard drugs like that go, that's where the people get dependent on and they resort to crime. You know what I'm saying? So I see that point of the argument.
I don't even really see that. I think more when you have poor and you have rich, the poor is always going to probably create the crime more.
They are, but I know more rich, hard drug addicts than I know poor ones.
That's what I'm saying, though. Most of your cops aren't going to be going into your rich neighborhoods that are on cocaine. They're going to go to the place where there's crack involved and they're poor and they're killing each other.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't see it as a – I think the drug war is complete crap.
Oh,
it
is.
I think that really what's causing a lot of it is imprisoning a lot of these guys that they might have one strike. Let's say they smoke marijuana. Well, then they got to pay this fine of whatever it might be. Well, let's say they have a normal job. They're never going to be able to get on their feet because they're constantly paying over marijuana. I mean, you're putting the prison systems like 85% from the drug war.
Yeah.
Not from killing people, not from hurting other people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, stuff like that. So it's like.
Exactly.
I think you're actually creating more crime by the drug war. That's kind of the way I see
it. You didn't do a damn thing by throwing that drug dealer in jail. All you did was.
Profit.
You're profiting off him because you created an organism which requires prisoners in your jail system for you to get taxpayer dollars. And all you did was free the market up for his competition to come in and take his place. It's not doing nothing. You can lock down every drug dealer or every drug user you want to. You're not solving anything because people, at the end of the day, want to do what makes them feel good.
Right.
And
they're going to continue.
They're
going to
do that. It's in our nature.
Do you see my point, though? Like, if let's say an 18-year-old, let's say, okay, 17, 18-year-old kid, he just got out of high school. Let's say he smokes weed. He gets busted by the cops. Well, then he's in the hole. I mean, what would you say?
$1,000.
Yeah.
Well, at least overnight, and yeah, you're looking at about $1,000 fine, bonding out of jail. Your truck got towed. You're looking at a couple grand.
So that right there, right when you got out of high school, you're in that crappy spot. Yeah. So you did that. You made a mistake. We all made mistakes when we're 18 years old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like that happens. Then it kind of creates that situation for you. Then you never get out of it. It's just a constant cycle.
It does, and it's for something that's stupid.
Something silly.
Yeah. You know, and I'm right there with you, dude, 100%. Like, I really feel like in 10 years we're going to be sitting here laughing about we really used to throw people.
Right.
Like, I've been caught with it. I've had to pay the fine, you know, and it's just like I'm going to look back one day and be like, I actually had to pay a fine for that shit
that's
one day.
Stupid.
You know,
and
it's
stupid.
I
feel like that's, I mean, the government is suppressing the people like that. You know, oh, you're bad, you did this, you got to pay this and that. And it's just, come on, man.
We did the same thing with Prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, to be honest with you, that I firmly believe that marijuana is illegal today and one of the most illegal drugs in the United States is because whenever they made alcohol illegal, the marijuana trade started growing up because we were using the stuff to make rope and paper and everything else. And then we realized, oh, if you smoke these buds, it kind of gives you a, you know, lifting, a good feeling, you know. And we used to just throw that shit away. And that started to be produced and people started smoking it. And the government got scared because they had been put this plan into place for the taxes on alcohol.
Right.
And then they were like, we got to make this illegal.
Sure.
Or shut it down to where the alcohol comes in. So that's where all that comes into effect.
That's a good point.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't feel like marijuana should be taxed. You know, Chase is going to tell me, you know, it's going to be a Michael Berry thing again. But to be honest with you, the government has no right to tax that which is nature. It is a fucking plant. You have no right to tax it.
Right. But if that's the case, you have no right to charge for water either.
I do not feel they should charge for water.
However, then, but then it's the point of them producing the water, having workers,
exactly.
And
a filtration system.
That's the city.
Convenience.
That's no. That's the city. I agree with city provided charging for water. I do not agree that you should have to pay for anything if you drill your own well. The EPA, they just passed that law. Now they have control of your wells. If you have a water puddle on your land that you do not declare, that is a standing body of water. Doesn't matter if it rained for a week and it's been standing there and they come on your land, your farm, they can take it and they can fine you.
That's insane.
So I do not feel the government
Logan,
should have
it. Let me ask you this real quick. So you're in sixth grade, right?
Yep.
So what... Surely there's
drugs. Well, technically, I just entered sixth grade.
Well, you just entered sixth grade. So, in fifth and sixth grade, is there drug talk at all in school?
Not much. But in elementary, there was.
Like, what about, though? Like, well, I'm just curious to know what,
like,
you know.
They told us some drugs are bad or something. Like, they would tell us what
drugs
are bad.
What about from the kids? Do the kids ever talk about it, or?
Not really.
Kids never talk about lifting freaking pills from their mom's medicine cabinet or nothing like that.
I feel like now the kids are a little bit better. I don't know. I think they're
more intelligent, to be honest.
I don't really care.
Well, think of the technology. No, to be honest, think of the technology that the kids have access to.
I see his point. I think they know more than we did. Let's say, Cody, me and you are in sixth grade. Let's say that. And we get introduced to something. It's, like, really new to us because we've never seen it online, where Logan has access to a lot of things and a lot of things coming out of now that we never did.
Right.
He does, but the only disagreement, that's why I kind of cut through my eyes, was...
I saw you.
Yeah, I know you saw me. I feel like there's a lot of propaganda put out there to the youths of our nation that is teaching them the wrong things.
I would agree with that. Definitely.
That's where I feel like, you know, I talk to some, and I'm not even kids. I still call them kids, but let's say 18, 20 year olds. I'm not old. I'm 28 years old. You know, I feel older than I am. You know, but you know, I just thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I talked to some of the kids today, and I'm sitting there looking at them. I'm talking to them, and I'm just like, how did you make it through life? You know, I just. I'm serious.
Well, no, I know. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, I think you're talking about the people who have been like, yeah, I'm not a James Harrison fan, but, you know, from like beating women and things like that. But I do love what he said about his kid.
Yeah, stuff
you know,
like that.
It's like, oh, you know, you participated. Here's your trophy for, you know, it's like you didn't win crap, man.
And
you freaking didn't do nothing.
You didn't do shit. You participated. You got 17th place.
Yeah, and that's what they do, and that's what they did with Logan's sports. You know, he would play and no score and this and that.
Well, then give me a participation medal.
Yeah, and what does it teach you? Does it teach you
nothing.
How to?
It teaches you absolutely nothing.
It teaches you that, like, really nothing. It's just saying, okay, you did a good job. You sucked anyway, so just have a participation.
Yeah. Logan, see, they didn't do that whenever I was a kid. And at 5 years old, we didn't get first place, and I didn't get that trophy. I was pissed, and I was crying at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
by 6 years old, the crying stopped, and it went to being pissed off. Like, I had to be the best.
But
that's what, like, we don't teach kids these days, which, like, you're an extraordinary kid.
Yeah, you're.
That's the one caveat I was going
to
say.
But he went through that, though, because he didn't know how to win. So what you're trying to get to is, it took you a while, but then later on you got pissed, but you learned how to win in a good way and learned how to lose in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you lost, but you wanted to win the next time, so
exactly.
You didn't. You know what I mean?
Y'all were the better team today.
You understood that.
Exactly.
But the thing
it's winning and losing.
Is that it's like, now it's just like, oh, it's okay if you lost. Like, they're always they're trying to make it like it's okay if you lose.
They want everybody to be equal. And Logan, I'm here to tell you right now. Exactly.
You want to win.
Everybody in this world
is not equal. You play to win the game.
Yeah, you want to win the game. If you lose.
That was good.
Thank you.
Now, that's the whole.
It is.
The finish. You play to win.
We're talking about drugs, you know?
Yes, sir.
But I think about it whenever they're telling us, like, bad drugs or whatever. They were talking about how marijuana was the worst.
It is. They tell you marijuana is the worst. And then here's the argument you make them.
Now
you make them and you're like, oh, okay, it's the gateway drug. So it's going to lead me to cocaine and heroin and all that, which is more dangerous? No. It's less dangerous. How is it less dangerous if it's a gateway drug? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It's the drug that introduces you to the bad drugs, so it's more dangerous than the bad drugs.
Exactly. That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Absolutely exactly.
But
and
now,
look,
but
you,
now that we're talking about it, it's like, but sometimes it's not usually used as a drug.
No, you know? It's not.
It's like used as medicine and stuff like that.
Well,
people drink beer and medicine.
Yeah.
And Logan,
coffee.
I have a freaking stomach problem. You know, and I don't use this as a cop out or whatever, but I have a stomach problem. You know, a bacteria that will live with me for the rest of my life that I caught during Hurricane Katrina, either from a bad piece of meat or some bad water. And I'll have it for the rest of my life. You know what the only thing that ever settled my stomach in the morning was?
What?
Was waking up at like 5 or 6 in the morning and smoking a joint. Other than that, I puke.
Well, he might not know what a joint is, actually. It's marijuana.
Well, it's marijuana. Smoking marijuana.
Okay.
Just enough to settle my stomach to where I don't puke acid. No pill that is approved by the FDA or anything like that ever could fix me. Ever.
Well, and seeing it depends on the person, too.
Depends on the person.
Like me, I don't really like that. Like, it doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
But certain people really like, you know, it does a lot for them. And if you're taking a Xanax at night, you know, for panic or something like that to go to sleep, it would be much safer to take to smoke marijuana or eat it or whatever the case may be. It would be a lot safer because you saw the stats. There's no deaths.
Yeah, you're
not one.
You're not gonna die from it.
Not one.
Yeah.
It's not gonna hurt you. They will lie to you. They will tell you. Oh,
they said there's 200.
But this is the thing, Logan.
That's from like people like wrecking in their cars.
Oh, okay.
This was from 1997 to 2005. Okay, there's never been a recorded death with marijuana being the issue. The only way marijuana is going to kill you is if it falls out of an airplane by 500 tons of it and it hits you in the head.
Yeah, that's the
it's
only way.
Like a Mexican standing on top of it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, well, that would have been a hell of a trip.
Oh, man.
And it lands right on your head and you die.
Yeah.
But I mean, wouldn't you rather, okay, so being 11 going on 12, so you'd be 12.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather adults be honest with you about that rather than just go, oh, marijuana is bad and you should never do that. And then you realize that we're all lying to you later on. I mean, wouldn't you rather know
I'd rather
the truth?
Know. I'd rather know the truth.
I'm the same way, Logan. I would rather somebody be straight up with me and let me use my mind to make my own decision. Because nobody here is coercing you by any means. It, like, if I found out you were smoking pot today, I would be like telling Dustin, we need to whip his ass. So don't get the story twisted here, okay?
Yeah.
But, I know you wouldn't. Yeah. You're one of the greatest kids I've ever met in my life. You're very extraordinary and just smart. And it's really cool that we're able to sit here and have a conversation with you like this and you're able to talk with
yeah, you're able it. To actually comprehend and understand. Like, that's not common nowadays. And well, I'm sure you understand what we're talking about because you go to school with all the kids that wouldn't understand.
Growing up, Logan, like, I was always told everything was so bad, don't do it, while my parents were doing it. So it made me really not like that. So I would rather tell you about it than, you know, you grow up and think that I'm lying to you. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. So it'd be better for you to know about it, and I think other kids should probably be educated about it so they can make an educated decision about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean go to school and talk about this.
Yeah, I won't talk about it during school.
Well, but he's smart enough to know that.
He is. I was trying to make it funny, for the podcast. Sorry.
You know how many deaths are caused by alcohol?
Probably a ton.
I don't even know the number, but it's a lot.
Why do you think that?
Because people are dumb and they drink a bunch of beers and then start driving and they die.
Absolutely.
Because they crash.
Well, that's one reason, but just drinking a bunch of beer can do it itself.
Yeah.
Just drinking beer.
You will shrivel.
Like, literally, this is legal.
Approved by the FDA.
Approved by the FDA. Drink as much as you want. They'll warn you not to, but at the same time, it's legal. And nobody says anything.
They don't warn you not to. They warn you not to drink and drive. Right. They never warn you not to drink. It is approved by the FDA, and it is proven. Right. If you ask any cop out there, Logan, any cop in America right now, I will guarantee you this just off of statements I've talked with.
May cause health problems. That's all they got.
That's all they're going to say.
Yeah.
Do not drive.
If you ask any cop in America today, would they rather deal with a person who's been drinking beer all day or smoking weed all day? Every one of them will tell you they would rather deal with somebody that's drinking or smoking weed all day.
Well, if you want to take it a step further, about beer being more harmful than weed or whatever, food.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, if you're fast food, it's way more dangerous.
Yeah. Yep.
And
look at the amount of fat people that walk around with diabetes that just don't do anything about it.
That is terrible. Buddy. I've been learning more and more about damn diabetes.
That's a problem, man.
That's bad, man. And it's been getting...
Well, it's bad.
From what I've been reading, it's been getting worse. Like, it's not improving.
Well, yeah, everybody's eating what... I think people are starting to get a little more health cautious, but... I hate to say it, but lower-income people, they're kind of forced to eat certain foods, and it's really bad for them because it's cheaper to take your family of three to McDonald's than it is to cook. I mean, it really is, dude. It's like
because
$10
some people, some people don't...
The dollar menu.
Some people don't have, a lot of money, so they just go to the... Yep. McDonald's
it is.
Somewhere to get
and they work. They will work all day, or that is a tough life with somebody on minimum wage. It really is, man.
I understand really that, but at the same time, once again, the government has no right to regulate what that
but
is.
They do.
In food, to me,
What do you mean?
They shouldn't the whole big kick with the McDonald's and stuff like that about you can't sell supersize and all that shit.
Oh, I agree.
If you're too fat that you can't have supersize, order a small fry. Okay, that option shouldn't be taken away from the general public that is like us that can eat pretty much what we want and we're good to go.
Instead of do that, how about educate the people? Right?
But I'm all for that. Educate them.
Okay, actually, I
you remember the supersize?
I forgot all about it until you just talked about it, and I was just like thinking about that monstrous thing of fries you used to get.
McDonald's got the best fries.
They do.
McDonald's does have really good fries.
I still to this day, every time I go to McDonald's and I'm ordering food, and I'm like, and I want to supersize that, and they're like, we have large, and I'm like, y'all don't do supersize no more, and they're like, it's been like 12 years,
okay, yeah, McDonald's fries are good, but they're actually we had, the Epic supplements.
Yes, sir.
Down by the old salon. Okay. We were cleaning out one day. There's McDonald's fries that look the same, and it's been like 4 years.
Yeah, dude, I know. Yeah.
That's a good point, man. It is bad.
Well, no, that's just it. They taste good.
Right. But it tastes good. But that's all.
That's all there is to it. Yeah.
Good. Here's a good fact for you, Logan. If you're a fast food hamburger joint,
yeah, I kind
of
like those.
And people come to eat at your restaurant because of your French fries.
Oh, I thought you were talking about if I eat at one, but
that's a big red flag.
What? I don't even get what you mean.
If you're a fast food hamburger joint that's known for your hamburgers, you have on your sign over a billion burgers served.
Right.
And people only come to you to eat your French fries, that's a major red flag.
That's bad.
But that means you get some damn good fries.
It doesn't change the fact that the fries are great.
Hey, at least you make like 20 cents selling fries.
You see a Jack in the Box. I don't know what in the world they're known for, but they should be known for them damn tacos. They're so
two
damn.
Tacos for a dollar.
They sell tacos. They sell tacos.
Oh my god! Two tacos for a dollar.
Two monster tacos for a dollar.
Okay, so Jack in the Box sells tacos.
Jack in the Box sells everything.
I thought Jack in the Box was like a burger place.
They are by the tacos. Screw the burgers.
They got gyros. They got tacos. They've got chicken.
They have everything. They're kind of like Dairy Queen. Because you know Dairy Queen has quesadillas.
Dairy Queen, I just like. I love their fries.
Yeah, Dairy Queen's good.
They're really good.
You know whose fries I like?
And their chicken tenders. The chicken tenders are good, too.
Maybe because I'm from Louisiana, but I always loved Popeye's fries.
I was about to say Popeye's fries.
Popeye's.
Y'all had a Popeye's in this town. How did it end? I used to sleep with the girl whose daddy owned it.
Okay. That means it doesn't really matter
because that ain't what shut that down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, what I think is that it's because of the stupid Harrison people and they don't like Popeyes.
They don't like spicy. That's part of it. They don't like anything. Well, and there was
money.
And I'm not being racist here, but there was no blacks in there. And that when I go to Popeyes, I want. The black people make the best Popeyes.
They make the best fried chicken, dude.
That's it. I mean, you go in there and it's all white dudes. It's like, what the hell? But also the main guy that was working there, I knew this. He stole like $40,000+ out of the little cash. Yeah, it was bad.
Damn.
And it was like a couple weeks later that place shut down. Really? So there were some internal problems. So it wasn't really just the food. It was.
Yeah. I met that girl and she told me, yeah, we used to own a Popeyes in Harrison. And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
You're talking about Magnus.
Yes.
Mandy.
But. Still, wherever you walk into
the park. No, it's the one I caught in Walmart one night with Cody. I may have told you this story before, but I round the corner. Cody's with me at Walmart, and I was looking for something. I don't know.
Is this the weed girl?
No. This is just some chick.
This is his friend. It's his friend. And
another Magnus that was a girl.
She's from Lead Hill. It's her family that had it, so it's just family. You know, she could have been distant cousins.
It was her dad.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But anyways, we rounded the corner on the Walmart aisle. We was over there in the automotive section or whatever. And I've never seen this girl. Don't know what she looks like. But by the look on her face and the way she's looking at Cody, I know exactly who she is. So, like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And she was like, I need to talk to you. And just to Cody. And Cody's like, oh, Cody was looking at his phone and then looked up and was just like, oh. Dude, it was hilarious. But yeah,
it wasn't hilarious.
It was hilarious for me.
Did you get any free fries or anything?
Oh no, this was like post. I got this post all that. I got a bunch of other free stuff, but like Chase is not telling you all the backstory. So I'd been down in Louisiana on the rig for like 3 or 4 months, and she was wanting her some Cody, and so I'm like, I'm not coming back up there. I'm like coming to hang out at my pawpaw's house, and I'm going back to work. And she's like, I'm coming down there to get you. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I know the story.
Yeah, okay. So
I get the premise of it.
Yeah, well, she basically was like milking me for money after all that happened.
Oh, because you had that cash.
Yeah, I kept giving her money, and she was just like, I need this.
You don't do that with women. That does not work.
I was trying to make her go away because she wanted to marry my ass, and I was
money
like,
money don't work.
I'll give him that.
Money wants they want you to marry him.
He had one in Louisiana, too, because he's a pimp. It's not like he wanted. He literally told these women he didn't want anything to do with them, and they loved him.
Yeah, I'm here for one thing and one thing only, and they just keep falling in love. I don't know what the problem is. That's why I retired.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
That's where it comes from. And no, I was just basically trying to pay her to go away. Just leave me alone, and here's some money. Just leave me alone. Yeah, like that's what I was trying to do.
So what you need to do is act broke. That works the best.
I was trying to act broke, but. she...
That's just a crazy person.
Here's the thing.
She should have sent her a sack of pennies from the bank.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, like, that was a bad meeting in Walmart, dude. I was like, what do you want? Now, more money. Fuck you. Like, my kids love you. I told you from Jump Street that I'm not going to be a stepdad. Like, this ain't what
I... Hey, she reached out and got a hold of Mama on Facebook because she couldn't get in touch with Cody and she figured they had the last name.
And, like, started...
And he had been talking about her.
Like, started a whole bunch of shit, told a whole bunch of lies, had Mama and Uncle Bill have these big talks with me. Like, I just pretty much... Freaking got in a wreck in this girl's car in the freaking ice and snow and just pretty much.
This goes, the moral of the story is white people should not run Popeyes.
Yes.
The fast food things, what I really want in Harrison is freaking Chick-fil-A. But I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No,
I don't think it's ever going
to
happen, though.
Here's the thing, L-Dog. Next time we bring you down to Louisiana, we're stopping at Raisin Cane's. And you're going to forget all about Chick-fil-A, buddy.
Hey, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
It's good. Yeah. It is good.
But Chick-fil-A is really good. I like
Chick-fil-A
it.
Is fantastic, but I'll tell you something about Raisin Cane's. There's not a better chicken place. Popeyes is the best.
Popeyes is pretty good, yeah.
But Popeyes is different. That's like fried chicken. This is like chicken strips.
Yeah. Speaking of fried, what's this little thing by your house now? This little chicken.
The dude at
the gas station was like, are you excited about the chicken place? And I was like, what are you talking about?
I saw it when I came by. I'm like, what is this thing?
And he was like, it's going to be so great. And I was just like, I don't know if I trust chicken from a gas station. And he was like, no, dude, it's a crispy chicken. And I was just like, okay.
Listen, you're talking about the place that let Popeyes go to hell. Yeah, this is great chicken.
Yeah.
That's good chicken. That's good chicken.
Is it open?
No, it's fixing to be open. They're hiring right now. I'm guessing it's fixing to be open. It looks hella close.
Is it a big
place or is it like a little tiny gas station?
What do you know where the Super 8 used to be? Or that well, you know the Super 8's at, but it's the Conoco right there by Home Depot and across
where
the street from the gym.
Roma places?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, right there.
Yeah, okay, so is it Roma that's
going to
be
it's a Motel 66, I think.
It's the gas station right there. The little gas station?
Yeah, the gas station right there where you're headed to my house. If you're going to go to Home Depot and Regions Bank and
all
that.
Turn left?
No, right.
The gym and Tana's.
Well, left if we're here. Is it like where the soccer fields are?
The people listening to us are like trying to.
Absolutely not. Okay, you know where the old gym is?
The tanning salon?
Yeah, the old tanning salon and the old gym. Yeah. Okay, so say you're pulling out of that and you want to go to your house.
Uh-huh.
You would make a left, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you get to that red light right there and Home Depot and all that stuff's on your right. Right there, they had that closed down gas station. Come on, right across from the Toyota place and the Bear Bank, dude. They changed it to the Bear
Bank. Right across
the
street from Bear Bank, yeah.
Bear Bank.
Across the street, there used to be a gas station there. Grandma
Isn't that a little tiny gas station?
Yes.
Yes, sir, where Grandma Shelley used to work. Yeah.
That's a crispy chicken place,
it's
going to
be a crispy chicken place,
dude. Well, it's still going to be a gas station, too.
That's the tiniest thing. Seen.
But it's gonna be a chicken place, and everybody's excited.
It's the gas station too.
Yeah, no, crispy, crunchy chicken is inside of gas stations.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a chicken.
No, it's like a Casey's. No, Casey's known for their pizza. Well, crispy, crunchy chicken is known for their chicken. Yeah. It's so good.
They do. On the coast, they make badass chicken. However.
This is like a brand thing?
Yeah, it's a brand thing. Yeah, it's definitely a brand thing.
Okay,
and
so
they
the
make
gas
good
station's turning into crispy, crunchy chicken.
Well, it's inside the gas station.
It's inside it's not going to be called that.
It's called
not that we know of, but it might be. But
no, it's called crispy, crunchy chicken or whatever.
If it's literally
that's the only signs they have out there.
Yeah.
If it's like a restaurant, that's going to be the smallest restaurant I've ever
seen. It's going to be a to-go place, maybe like come in and pick up and go. But
it's a gas station.
They make very good chicken on the coast. However,
it's like a bag of chicken on one of those heating things. That's all it is.
Well, what I saw was a bunch of ovens and stuff.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, they got all that stuff in the back. Just like, picture Casey's. You know how Casey's has the little thing in the corner with the pizza?
Yeah.
And they make chicken strips and stuff like that?
But Casey's are good.
They make a badass
sandwich.
Yeah,
well, this place is the same exact way. It's going to be a little bit smaller, and all they're going to serve is really fried foods and, like, French fries
mashed
and tater
potatoes.
Tots and mashed potatoes. It's all going to be kind of chicken-based.
Okay.
And they're usually fantastic.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of excited about that.
No, it's really good.
Here's the thing, we don't have
it's probably not going to be good.
No black people up here, so
just
I don't
saying.
Know.
Dude, there's like seven.
There's like seven.
But they don't all work there. That'd be really weird, actually.
Well, tell that one guy we got working for us. I heard he's good.
Who,
but
Mr. Willie or Caleb? I got two of them now.
There's this one lady at the that works at one gas station. That one
They're
gas station. There's
good.
This lady that works there, and she has bug eyes.
No. I know
that's that's an alien, actually.
We know exactly what you're talking about, and she's coming up to Innovative Solutions 3 months ago to get her a new job, is what she told him. And
Innovative Solutions? Yeah.
No, check this out. I was at that gas station right there by Napolitos, and I walked in, and...
Napolitos.
Yeah.
Napolitos.
My bad,
dude. Go ahead and correct the mail dog. There you go.
All right, I was with Jordan. Jordan can vouch for. I was with Jordan. Me and Jordan were standing at the register, and I was getting like a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper for the office, and I think he was getting Mountain Dew or whatever. But pretty much, I think I was wearing a shirt or something like a
old Innovative Formulation shirt. Yeah.
One of those shirts or whatever, and she was like, I'm gonna. I got a job interview tomorrow or whatever. Or she asked where we worked or whatever. I told her we was on lunch break and in a hurry or something like that because I was trying to, you know, I'm in and out. I'm, like, always in a rush.
Trying to get where I'm trying to go.
Yeah, so, like, I'm ready to leave this gas station now. No small talk. So she's just like, oh, yeah, I got a job interview tomorrow. I'm real excited about it. I'm supposed to go to this place called Innovative Solutions. And I was like, no crap. I was like, Innovative Formulation. She was like, I don't know. That may be it. And so she sucked at her job at the gas station. Let's just say that. So like, when I left, this may have been bad on me, but I called Cody and I was like, look, dude, you got you a winner coming up there tomorrow.
And then he calls me and I'm like,
that lady's coming to work for you.
No.
Okay, good.
See, here's the thing. Chase calls me and he's like, are y'all hiring somebody? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, this lady up here says she's got her a freaking job starting tomorrow at Innovative Solutions.
Yeah.
And she's going to be there. And I was like, I know nothing about it. Like, that was just a shocker. And then it wasn't like 2 or 3 days later, I was in that gas station and I seen the lady he was talking about. And I was like, oh my Lord. Like,
she was very nice. If you're listening,
she was very nice. She did suck at her job.
That's
I will say that.
Like, she was legitimately
every time I go
terrible
there, she's there
at her job.
Yeah.
And this was at a gas station. Now, I'm not saying gas station job's easy.
This is
you're
one
not
that gets
cut
no
out
business
for Innovative Formulations.
No.
But that lady is there every time I come in.
At a gas station that gets no business.
And she will be there probably for a long time.
A long time. Logan, do not work at a gas station.
I know, I will never.
No.
I will be working for Logan.
Don't say that, because you might at some point to kind of get where you need to be.
Never say never.
I might like start out at a small place, but then try to make my way up.
So L-Dog, I'm going to be working for you till the day I die, buddy.
Yeah,
so before we head out, what are you trying to, like, what are you wanting to do? Like, what could you see yourself doing?
Computers.
Okay. Like, what was computers?
I want to do game design.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of starting to do right now.
You know they got a program for that on Adobe.
Yeah.
I don't use that one. I use Blender 3D.
Look at this kid.
Just made you look stupid.
Beast mode. Well, no, I know. I was telling him earlier, he asked me about a video editing software, and I told him about Premiere.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, you got Premiere. And he was like, oh, I got to get it.
Because I have my YouTube channel. I want to edit some of my videos.
Can you
By the way, come subscribe to my YouTube channel.
I'm going to give you, okay, next time we did a video today. And we're going to edit a couple. I'm going to give you a shout out, man.
Well,
the YouTube video, me and Chase will.
Go ahead and drop a dime on your YouTube videos here. Go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you.
I play gaming. I kind of have sometimes in my videos are kind of glitchy, but don't worry about that. I don't have a very good recording software.
Well,
costs money.
Where can they find your YouTube videos at though?
What's your handle, bro?
Yeah, your handle.
What's your handle?
What do you mean?
For, like, your user, for, like, where they can get your channel.
Where they can follow you.
Logan the Blue.
So, Logan the Blue, LoganLeBlue.
Yeah, I only have, like, 9 subscribers, so I need a lot.
Okay, so
we're fitting to bump it up.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be? How many subscribers do you want to be at?
50, at least.
Let's get him to 50.
We'll get you to 50, buddy.
Then I'll give a thank you to everyone.
You'll give a thanks to
everyone. Especially you guys, if you guys make it happen.
Oh, we'll make it happen. I'm joining as soon as we get off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be to 12 by the time we leave this office.
You've already subscribed and commented already. So,
yeah, he's already subscribed and saying, no.
Well, I got to make a YouTube profile and then I kind of like it.
Yeah. You don't have it. No, if you already have a Google profile, you have a YouTube
profile. I hate YouTube. Google.
Perfect.
Anywho,
I know
we are.
Google, you use Bing.
I know. I use Bing.
No one uses Bing.
Bing.
This guy does.
Well, it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Look here.
So anyway, we'll discuss the Bing next time.
Yeah.
We're done. We're out.
Next episode.
Episode 19.
Follow your dreams, little buddy. You can go anywhere.
See ya.